What point do you think you're at in terms of your career right now? Like, you've accomplished a lot, but where do you think you are now? What else is there that you want to do?
As far as where I'm at, like, it always feels like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but it always feels like a struggle because there's always a new goal, mm-hmm. which is good. You know, that keeps me from, you know, kind of getting lazy or stagnant or anything. So I don't feel like I'm in any particular place, you know, like, you know, I know I'm doing well and I'm very blessed that I can basically create my own work. You know, I can get by mostly on creator-owned work, which, you know, is very rewarding, and not a lot of people get to that spot. Most people, you know, when they make it, they're making it by working on other people's stuff, which is really cool if that's what you're into. But, you know, I'm very much more into creator-owned stuff. Mm-hmm. I like playing around with Marvel and DC's characters. Like, I just did a Batman 66 thing, and last year I did some Guardians work, and that was a lot of fun, but I definitely kind of prefer doing, you know, creating my own comics. And as far as the future right now, a lot of it's just kind of tied up with Powers and the Powers show.
Yeah, I mean, how does that feel, considering all the success the Daredevil series has had on Netflix, and then Powers 2 is kicking some tail on PlayStation Network? So how has that been, taking all of that stuff in?
It's amazing. I mean, first of all, there's this, you know, everybody's talking about the golden age of TV, and that's definitely true. I mean, when you watch Daredevil, especially those first, I don't know, 3 episodes, they're so good. It's like some of the best TV that's ever been done, regardless to whether or not it's you know, superhero stuff. And then we've got more shows on right now about comic books and sort of that genre of stuff than ever before in history. Including a kid, you know, when I was a kid, like during the 80s, it seems like there was a whole bunch of that kind of stuff on for a little while, and then it all disappeared for many years. So it's really neat that it's back, and it's not only back more, but it's also done in quality, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, most of these shows that are on right now are actually pretty good on some level, you know. If not, they're really good. And as far as being part of that is really, really cool, especially because, you know, our deal with Powers goes back originally to 2000. So it's been through so many iterations and incarnations and different versions of it until it kind of became what it was. And that really long time of development, I think, worked out in the best way possible, because Powers was always sort of a commentary on superheroes and what, you know, the superhero genre is. So the fact that television and movies kind of started laying down that foundation of people being familiar with the superhero origin, even to the point of getting tired of it, is perfect timing for us right now to kind of come out with Powers, which is a commentary and all that stuff, and sort of looks at it inside out, which would have been harder to do if the vast audiences out there weren't as well-versed as they are in superheroes now. So a lot of good timing. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it feels really good to have your own show, no doubt. But it's also really scary.
How did you feel the first time you watched Powers, that first episode, when you were taking it all in, like, wow, this is like my work?
Well, so the interesting thing is, because of the very, very long time in developing it, you know, with the different screenplays and talking to directors and stuff, by the time we got to FX and we had the FX thing happening, that was really neat seeing these characters come alive, like finally come alive. But even up to that point, it had been such a slow burn to get there. It wasn't like this amazing moment, you know, it was like these slow moments that rolled out. And then since that didn't work out, once we had the show at PlayStation, to see that happen again, first of all, I felt very blessed, because usually after a pilot at one station, it's just dead, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't go anywhere. So it was amazing that we got this kind of third life from it again. And it was just great watching the actors interpret the characters. And it was a lot less stressful because it was a slow burn. So there wasn't like this sort of mind-blowing experience of, oh my god, here they are, and then having all these kind of weird expectations thrown on it. So it's nice that the slow burn basically created a one step at a time mentality, which really helped, kept me from going nuts.
Okay. In terms of the Daredevil series, it's kind of interesting that you, David Mack, and Bendis have all, you guys are buddies, and you all played a role in, I don't want to say re-legitimizing Daredevil, because, I mean, Frank Miller was the guy that really, like, re-legitimized Daredevil, but you guys gave him this new, this added pulp and this added flavor to make him more pertinent with this generation, so to speak. So do you feel like, but you guys playing a role in getting people more interested in the character than they were before?
Well, that would definitely be David and Brian. Like, I only kind of, I barely touched the newer Daredevil, meaning, like, in the 2000s.
Yeah, like, Full from Grace was before that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and during the 90s, I did some inking on, I think it was called Fall from Grace.
Yeah, Scott McDaniel.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I don't want to take credit for any of the you know, what's going on. But, I mean, Brian and David were definitely part of that new insurgence that happened, you know, during the 2000s, especially Brian. You know, writing it for so long, and David brought to it kind of brought back the old Artie year stuff that Miller, Mazzucchelli, and Lynn Varley were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not Lynn Varley. I'm sorry, Lynn didn't actually work on Daredevil. I was thinking of Frank. And yeah, it's a point of pride to watch that show and realize, like, wow, that looks like Alex Maleev's drawing, shot, and, you know, that character is something, that character thing was something that Brian created, you know, it feels really good to watch that and know my friends had a big impact on it. The whole community has had an impact on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think our love for this genre, you know, people would look at, like, San Diego Comic-Con and kind of laugh at it, and then started to laugh along with it, and then became part of it, you know, and I think a lot of that had to do with everybody's love for this material.
That's another question that I wanted to ask you. Somewhere along the lines, the past 10 years or so, comic books have become super cool. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid and I would read it, you kind of be like playing Dungeons & Dragons. You don't want to admit that you do it, and now everyone loves it. Why do you think that is?
You know, a lot of it's I'll start with the movies. You know, I think even going back as far back as the Tim Burton Batman films, like, as soon as the movies started getting good, that legitimized a lot of comic books in people's eyes. And again, it was a slow burn. But by time, you know, after Batman, you know, there was the Spider-Man films were a big hit and really lots of quality. And that slow burn of, like, comics are good and they're smart and they're not just for juvenile minds. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they are for everybody. And it was the quality of the films, I think, that really kind of drug it out into the mainstream.
Okay. You've worked on a ton of series over the years, you know, your own created series and also, you know, Thor, Catwoman. I mean, the list is huge. So, I'm going to ask you, like, a bucket list of, like, two or three series that you would love to have been a part of or to be a part of that you haven't yet.
New Gods. I would love to work on New Gods. That's just one of those worlds I think I could totally sink my teeth into and just kind of live in there for a while. Can't think of anything else mainstream-wise that, you know, I feel like I have to do. I've been lucky that I got to do a Superman story. I've done two Batman stories. I got to write and draw a Spirit story. So right there, I mean, that's three major. What else could I ask for?
Yeah, that's true. In terms of, you've done some writing in the video game industry before. I was thinking about this a couple of years ago when I was reading Wild Rover, and I just thought, you know, with The Wolf Among Us being such a big video game over the last year, like, Wild Rover has that really cool art style. Like, it just lends itself to, like, a story-based video game. Is that something that you've ever thought about, like, writing a video game, like, based off of your own work?
Yeah, you know, I have thought about it. It all depends on the particular opportunities that come up to be able to do something like that. You know, when I was working at Valve, it was, the writing was kind of to inform the gameplay. And that's the way it should be. That's fine. That's not a criticism. But, you know, I would like to be able to develop a game from the ground up and, you know, really make the story intrinsic to the game, which has been done. I mean, I remember playing because I did some artwork for The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of Easter eggs in there that of these fake comic books, and I did all the artwork for them.
Oh, nice.
So when I was playing the beginning of that, man, that was amazing. That was one of the first real you know, real times where you had like these cutscenes, and I wasn't rolling my eyes. I was like, wow, it's happening. This is good. So I'd like to see more of that. It'd be great to be able to write something. But you know, those opportunities are, you can't just make them happen. You just kind of have to hope that, you know, you're in the right place at the right time for those things to happen.
Okay. What's in the pipeline for you? What are you working on right now? What are you excited about?
Right now, I'm concentrating on my work with Brian. So there's Powers, obviously. The show, we got one more episode to air. We're waiting on word for a second season. So I'm kind of in a holding pattern for that. You know, if we have a second season, I don't want to take on any other work because I want to be able to be more available for the show. Because I did get to do a lot of work on it. And if we get a second season, I'll probably do the same sort of stuff, and I want to keep my schedule open for that. So right now I'm basically just concentrating on Powers. Brian and I are going to do more United States of Murder Incorporated. And my wife, Taki's got a project she's working on that I may be helping out with. But other than that, for the first time in a long time, I don't have like a million things lined up. You know, I think last time we spoke, I was getting ready to draw like 3 books at once. I was doing Powers, United States of Murder Incorporated, and The Victories all at the same time. So hopefully my life doesn't require me to go into high gear again. But I've got lots of other projects I want to do, new stuff that I want to do. But right now it's about just paying as much attention to Powers as I can.